Welcome to Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Thanks for connecting with us for our series of episodes that will take us to Louisville and the Mid-America Trucking Show. We'll be revisiting the coverage and interviews shared by the Dave Nemo Show while the Radio Nemo team was in Louisville, March 21st through March 23rd. The Dave Nemo Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. Now let's hand it off to the Radio Nemo team featuring Dave Nemo, Lindsay Lawler, and Jimmy Mack.
Terry Wurzer joins us this morning. He is actually the co-founder and the VP over at Iowa Customs. We are 2024. Matt's destination has been reached. Dave Nemo is to my right. Lindsay Lawler is to my left across the table, still riding along with us. Actually, the only guy we would trust behind the wheel of a rig of the four of us is Dean Croke. He is mean and green and on the scene. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
That's it. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Good morning. In case I don't see you later, good night.
Yeah, good night. Right. But let's talk a little bit. Give us a background on Iowa Customs. Kind of set the scene in regards to, we'll get to the booth in a second, but kind of tell us, give us your basic pitch for what Iowa Customs does. Explain.
Absolutely. So we're a manufacturer of aftermarket truck accessories. My family's been in the business of manufacturing for 25 years. Iowa Customs started in 2016. So we have a whole plethora of products we manufacture. We manufacture everything we sell in-house. Our facility is in a town of 100 people, so it's literally out in the middle of nowhere, which we like. So other than that, that's a quick synopsis of what Iowa Customs does.
And the proper use of the word plethora. I want to point this out, by the way. There are a couple of words where you go, yeah, that's not right. That's the proper use of the word plethora.
So as Iowans, they know how to do it.
They do, actually. They produced Tennessee Williams. Don't ever forget that. They did.
That's true.
A true story.
If you go to iowacustoms.com, you can check them out. And it's really fun. You've got some new product alerts going on, new releases, which please tell us about. I love that your website has excitement on it. Like, you go to it and you feel like there's newness in the air. So tell us about the new products released.
Our new products this year are tank straps. We have a whole new line of 589 parts for the new Peterbilt model, so we're excited for those.
Dean doesn't like drivers, and he really hates Peterbilts. He really hates them.
He's so grumpy.
He's really grumpy about Peterbilts. I'm sorry. We're picking on Dean this morning. Everything I'm saying about Dean is the exact opposite. Dean has Peterbilt. But go on, new products.
Other than the 589 product line, we have our rear center panels, some other stainless products that we've developed. So we're excited this year to unveil everything here at Matt's and looking forward to the next couple days.
What's the most popular item that drivers are looking for this year?
They kind of go hand in hand. So our rear T-bars are popular. One of our mainstay products, we call it in-house, is our clutch extender and our seat base. So we've developed those over the years, and we've actually, about 2 months ago, took off our 10,000th clutch extender, which is one of the products that started Iowa Customs. So that's kind of a cool milestone.
Let's talk a second about that. We talked a little bit about the company itself, but I love an origin story. Lindsay and I are obsessed with them. So talk about that a little bit, about how we go from, we have an idea for a really cool product, and how it becomes something that people literally can build an entire company around one simple thing. Talk to us about that.
It was actually my brother's idea. Came up with the little piece, the little clutch extender. We've kind of perfected it, and it just kind of organically sold. We have up to 250 dealers throughout the U.S. that sell our products. They've helped as well, but that one part has launched Iowa Customs and what it is today. Kind of cool.
No, it's really cool, actually. It's really cool. So when people go to the booth, what are they seeing?
We have three show trucks in our booth. We have a Peterbilt 589, our own show truck, a 2023 Peterbilt 389, and then a 2024 Peterbilt 389X, which is owned by one of our partners in the industry. So we have three show trucks. We have all our products on show. So swing by the booth.
Young company started by young guys. Yeah. I know that keeping up with the trends is obviously important. How do you do that? How do you actually keep up with trends? That takes a lot of research, obviously, a lot of getting out there in the field, I assume.
Yes, yes. We do a lot of truck shows, photos, measurements, all that stuff. So we try to keep ahead of the curve, so to speak. Not only new products, but obviously everybody has labor issues, right? So we have employed a lot of technology in our manufacturing facility to combat that problem. So we got robots, automated machinery, all that good stuff.
I want to throw this to Dean for a second, because I am totally joking about the Peterbilt thing. He loves Peterbilts for obvious reasons. I was kind of curious, because Dean is so driver-focused, and I was going to ask this to Dean. What do Peterbilt owners look for? Because every single truck, the owner, their personalities kind of come through in that particular truck. What do they look for?
So mine's a 03, 379, so I stick with the old school look. So everything about mine was sort of period perfect, if I could say that. So I've gone with things that sort of replicate that era, very early 2000s. The thing that I find most of the Peterbilt guys look at that I know, and I come from Boston, so they're a very different group of Peterbilt owners, is the visor, the drop visor. How little windscreen you can see out of when you have your seats down on the floor.
And that sets up my question. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I was going to say just one thing very quickly. Corrosion resistance.
Yes.
You see that all over the place on your website. That is still such an issue, isn't it?
It is. All of our stainless products are 304 stainless grade, all mirror finish. So we try to source the best material we can to combat. So we try to do our best to get that material sourced right so it doesn't corrode.
I've got T-bar in the back of mine. I do have some of your products that I bought online, not the T-bar at the back, but the biggest problem I have is wiring. So it's wiring coming through the stainless steel cuts because some of them are very abrasive. What do you do in terms of protecting wiring? Because for me, that's the biggest issue. It's not the stainless steel itself. It's the wiring that's rubbing against it.
All of our T-bars come with kind of like a rubber grommet that comes through the back plate so that wiring doesn't get cut or rub and all that good stuff.
That brings up the question because you get a chance to talk to a Peterbilt owner. In terms of your customer interaction, in regards to how you guys deal with customers and use customers, use the drivers, use people who actually buy this stuff, do you use them as a source of inspiration when you're tinkering around with the material? I mean, how do you guys deal with, like, if customers come to you and say, well, I could really use? Can you talk about the idea of how you actually set up a system by which people who are invested in you feel that you are invested in them?
So we do a lot of custom items as well. Right. So that's where the interaction...
Is that where the customs
comes from? I was about to say, if you didn't, you should probably rebrand.
Yeah.
So we have a standard product line, and we also do a ton of custom items for truck drivers that call in, hey, I got this napkin sketch idea, can we do it? We develop drawings and see if it can be physically possible, and 9 times out of 10, we get it done.
What I'm hearing him say is that they actually are listening to the drivers that have the ideas that are in there,
yeah.
And I love these, that a napkin drawing. I always feel that as a songwriter, I'm like, I have things in my head, I don't know how to get it out, so this is how I deliver it, here's my delivery method. You're listening to drivers however they can get it out and implementing it, or at least attempting to, right?
Yeah, attempt to. So one of our other popular products came from a problem. So on a flat top Peterbilt, there's not a refrigerator option from the factory. So we developed a refrigerator kit for a flat top. So we sell a lot of those things, and it solves the problem of coolers in the flat top, that type of thing. So it's a creature comfort that we came up with.
Do you get people visiting you out there a lot, or how do you interact? I mean, is it people emailing you like a spec or a phone call, or do you have people actually coming out to that wonderful small little place?
All three. So we have people stop by, photos, emails, phone calls, whatever we need to get done to get that custom product done, or a lot of truck drivers come by, pick up from our facility too.
Let me ask you a question. I hate to get down to an anecdote here. Is there any moment where you just thought, this person is crazy, and then ended up working something out
besides
for
besides right now.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, the idea is like going, well, I don't know if we can do this. And then you said every problem actually is a solution and a product waiting to happen, right? Has there ever been a moment like that for you guys?
I can't say there hasn't been. If there's a will, there's a way, right? So if we can kind of alter the design a little bit to make it work, that's how we get past some of those issues.
So we know what booth number you're at, right? 16212.
Cadogan, Pennsylvania.
Cadogan, Pennsylvania. Actually, though, we're talking about Iowa Customs here. iowacustoms.com, correct? Am I getting that right? What can people expect to see? And what are you looking forward to when it comes to mats?
All the interaction with the truck drivers themselves, the other vendors, our partners, that type of thing. It's a really great place for everybody to get together and kind of mingle and get together and visit.
The old school, getting the gang back together, getting
and
the road gang back
together.
Have a
pork chop sandwich.
Right. Yeah, have a pork chop sandwich. I mean, that's the thing, too. Dean, have you had the pork chop sandwich?
Had one yesterday.
How was it?
Pretty good. It's always one of the features of coming here. Not a lot of options, though. It's either pork sandwiches or pork sandwiches.
It's kind of like you have a destination, and you've been pretty much told by the dispatcher, this is where you're going. There are no exit ramps or
anything.
And
you like it.
And you like it, by the way. It's really a great place. I find that Max is one of the most important vegan destinations in the United States.
Sure.
It's really
kind
of an important thing. And look, this is a job that I know you enjoy on a personal level. What do you do for fun when you're not doing Iowa Customs?
Well, we're not at the shop. We're at a truck show. But other than that, at the lake with the family.
Terry Werzer lives in America, right in the heartland. He's the co-founder and vice president, by the way, of Iowa Customs.
Iowa Customs, booth number 16212.
Thanks for taking a ride with us on this episode of Destinations from Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Our series revisiting the Mid-America Trucking Show from Louisville will feature more than 30 segments with interviews and features from the Dave Nemo Show and Dave Nemo Weekends. We invite you to check back with us on podwheels.com for more episodes of Destinations. We'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. To subscribe to this podcast, just search Destinations from Podwheels wherever you get your podcasts.